Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, June 1st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Anthropic has filed confidentially for an initial public offering that could put the AI lab, which is valued at $965 billion, on a path to go public this fall, setting up a blockbuster year for IPOs. This move intensifies the race with rival OpenAI, which is also preparing to file. Banks have told both companies that whoever makes it to market first will get to define the new industry and have first dibs on the large pools of cash eager to back new AI companies. Anthropic said in a blog post today that its plans will depend on market conditions and other factors. Because it filed confidentially, most investors will have to wait until closer to the IPO to see details of the company's business, including its finances. Meanwhile, Florida has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and its CEO Sam Altman, alleging the company knowingly released an unsafe product and ignored warnings that it could harm users. The suit claims OpenAI allowed ChatGPT to aid and abet mass shooters, encouraged suicide, degraded critical thinking, and addicted minors. OpenAI didn't immediately comment on the suit. The company has previously denied wrongdoing and has said the company continues to strengthen its safeguards. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And Uber plans to launch a robo-taxi program in the German city of Munich. Under the plan, the ride-hail company will partner with Israeli AI startup Autobrains Technologies and will use NVIDIA's autonomous driving development platform dubbed Drive Hyperion. The move marks Uber's latest effort in bringing autonomous driving to Europe. Last year, Uber and self-driving car startup Wave Technologies agreed to launch public road trials of fully autonomous vehicles in London. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.